सूत्रधार में सुनते हैं पंचतंत्र की कहानियां। बहवः पंडिता शूद्रा सर्वे मायोपजीनिः कुर्युः कृत्यमः कृत्यम् वा उष्ट्रे काकाद्यो यथा।
There lived a lion named Madodkat in a forest. His servants were a rhinoceros, a crow, and a jackal. One day, while roaming here and there in the forest, he saw a camel named Krathnak. The camel had separated from his companions. Seeing the camel, the lion said, "Ah, this is a very beautiful creature. Find out whether it is domesticated or a wild one." Hearing this, the crow said, "Master, this pet animal named camel is your food. You kill it immediately." To this, the lion said,
"No, I will not kill the one who has come to my house. All of you, bring him to me by giving him protection, so that I can know why he is here."
Following the lion's advice, his companions convinced the camel and brought him to Madodkat. When asked by the lion, the camel told him everything about himself, how he carried the load for his master in the village, and today somehow wandered away. The camel also said that he got separated from companions and reached here in the forest. After listening to the camel, the lion said,
"Brother Krathnak, there is no need for you to go back to the village and carry the burden. You can now stay here with us in the forest and enjoy the pleasure of green grass without any fear."
After that, the camel started living in the forest fearlessly, under the protection of Madodkat. One day, Madodkat had a fierce battle with an elephant living in the forest and was injured. His life was saved, but now he was unable to hunt as before. Then his followers began to starve because of the inability of their master. Seeing their condition, the lion said,
"All of you, find an animal and I will kill it even in this condition, to arrange food for all of you."
After roaming around, when no one could see any animal, the crow and the jackal started consulting each other. The jackal said,
"What is the use of roaming here and there? Why don't we satisfy our hunger by killing this camel?"
To this, the crow said,
"You are right. But our master has given him protection. We can't kill it."
The jackal said,
"I will go to the master and say something about him that will make him kill the camel."
Having said this, he went to the lion and said,
"Master, we roamed the whole forest but did not find any creature. What shall we do now? Due to acute hunger, we are unable to walk around in search of food. If you give us the permission, we can kill Krathnak to arrange food for everyone."
Hearing his words, the lion said,
"What? You want me to sin? I have given him protection. How can I kill him?"
Hearing this, the jackal said,
"Master, it is not right to kill someone after giving the protection. But if Krathnak himself lays down his life in devotion at the feet of the master, then there is nothing wrong in it. So, if he presents himself to be killed, he can be killed. If Krathnak doesn't do this, then kill and eat any one of us. Due to hunger, we are going to die anyway."
Hearing these words, the lion said,
"If so, do whatever you want." After that, the jackal went to the rest of the attendants and said,
"Brothers, our master's condition is very bad. So what is the use of roaming here and there? Who will protect us without our master? Therefore, let us sacrifice ourselves to save our dying master by becoming his food and attain heaven."
After thinking like this, they all went back to the lion. They all sat down in front of their master with tears in their eyes. Seeing them, the lion said,
"Have you found any creature or not?"
Then the crow said,
"Master, we did not find any living beings. So today, please eat me and save your life. By being sacrificed at your feet, I will surely attain heaven."
Hearing the crow, the jackal said,
"Your body is very small. Eating you will not save the master's life. It is better that I get a chance to show my devotion. Oh, master, eat me and satisfy your hunger and give me a chance to go to the heaven."
To this, the rhinoceros said,
"Brother, your body is also not too big, and your body has nails that are not edible. So move and let me lay down my life at the feet of my master."
Seeing all this, Kratnak the camel thought, "All of them are showing their devotion by moving ahead, and the lion did not kill anyone. Why should I back off? I think I should also speak to the master. Since he did not kill anyone, he will not kill me either." Without thinking much, Kratnak went ahead and said,
"Brother Rhino, your body is also not fit to eat. You have such thick skin. That's why you should let me come forward."
Seeing this, the camel went ahead and said,
"Master, you cannot eat any of these. So save your life by eating me. By dying in the service of the master, I will surely attain heaven."
Hearing this, the lion pounced on the camel as soon as he said this and killed him. Later, everyone ate the camel till they were contempt. So, that is why it is said that petty people live without thinking about right and wrong. It is better to stay away from such people.